Welcome home. We are WNST AM 1570 Tassel, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive, positively getting through the December months here. We're trying to have some fun around here. We're taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I thought we were just going to do like three shows. Then I thought we were doing four. Now we're doing six. We're showing up at the Planet Fitness in Timonium with some Costas crab cakes for the season for New Year's to whip my tail into shape after eating all these crab cakes and Asian food. I'm doing all sorts of things with the Maryland Lottery. We have Raven Scratch also be giving away, and it is the season, so I will have the candy cane sent to tickets come next week as well. As we start things with our friends at Fadley's at Lexington Market on Wednesday. Thursday, we're at Deep Pasquale's talking about the Feast of the Seven Fishes. And then on Friday, we're going to be at Honey's in Halethorpe. I got a full crew there, and great Asian food there. They have a crab pretzel. I'm into that. And then we'll be back at Costas for our sort of official holiday party with Gina Shock, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. I'm bringing some other people over. We're going to honor the great Ed Lauer, who had a heart transplant a month ago and got released from the hospital this week. So happy holidays to everybody who loves Ed down in Fells Point. And then we're going to be at Gertrude's with Dan Rogers, and then at Planet Fitness the following week. Ho, ho, hot chocolate on for me. We got the Maryland Lottery segment here. John Martin is here. John, I'm wound up because I've discovered this AI thing, and I'm talking about it just to put it out to the AI gods and having some fun. And I've already held up my Ravens scratch off. But because of the research I've been doing lately, I have found old bookmarks. And I threaten you that I would find a legitimate raffle ticket that I've been in sometime in my life, that I was in a raffle because the Maryland Lottery has a raffle going on, and I haven't used the word raffle since the Eastern Center Bingo Hall, Miss Edie, over in Eastern Avenue. And I found I was going through a book. It was a yoga book, strangely enough, but look at that. There's a raffle ticket. This is a
What?
raffle ticket, real raffle. This is a legit raffle ticket from
Not from the
19,
Maryland
hold on,
Lottery.
2003. 1983 World. I didn't win. It was to benefit the Babe Ruth Museum with autographed baseballs, but I was number 3980, which there's a Randy Milligan reference in there somehow. But
Oh
how
yeah,
are you?
that's not a good number. I could have told you right now, 3980 is not a good number.
This is not going to be the raffle ticket. Missy didn't like that number either.
No, no, no,
This
no.
is not going to be the raffle, but I found a real raffle ticket, and I'm
You
like,
did.
I'm going to hold that off. I found it for breakfast this morning. I said, I'm going to show
I
that to
tell you
John
what,
Martin. How about that?
you can find a real one at 4,300 Maryland Lottery retailers
Hmm.
for the holiday raffle. $20 ticket, and they're going fast. We have a limited number, 325,000 tickets printed. When they're gone, they're gone. Drawing will be on January 2nd, but we have things called early bird draws. And we had one last week. We've got one coming up next week. Go to mdlottery.com. And when you do, click on the little video from our friend Mike here at the Maryland Lottery, and he'll tell you all about what you need to know about how to buy and hopefully claim and win your not only early bird, but your prize on January 2nd. So check it out at mdlottery.com and click on the link for the holiday raffle.
I like having you and Seth on, but I'd have Mike on too. That would be fun for me, you know? So
Mike is a lot of fun.
hey, let's talk about raffles for a minute because, like, I'm having fun with it. I think every little league we had one somewhere out there. Somebody's like, I'm in a raffle right now. I'm like, where? I don't, nobody offers me raffle tickets anymore. So much so that, like, the word raffle is why I don't. Maybe I've seen it in like a sporting event. I've been to some places where they still do a 50-50 and, you know, like minor league ballparks or whatever. But the word raffle and bringing it back, am I nuts to say that you haven't done this recently or in a while? Or, and I know you always say the games are, you know, I saw that another state's doing a raffle. I was out of town recently. So, but I think it's a fun word and it is a different kind of concept from a lottery, from a parimutuel or wagering or whatever we would say. It's a different kind of closed loop sort of pool of money, right?
We have not done a raffle like this in a long time. And you're right, some states, Pennsylvania to our north, which would be this way, has an annual holiday raffle, and a big time thing going on there. Some states, yeah, they embrace it. Their population runs to their retailers to get those tickets. So yeah, we're trying it here this year. We'll see how it plays out. And it's everyone likes to win, you know. And you always have those hard to buy people on your holiday list, right? What do we get Uncle Frank this year? Well, you know what? Why don't you get him $1 million?
How
because
old
the
does Uncle
holiday
Frank
raffle.
have to be before we do that? Let's make sure
It's
we're
got to be at least 18.
all right, just making sure. All right,
Yeah,
just
make
checking.
sure it's Frank Senior, not Frank Junior, that's on your list. But yeah, for $20, you'd be handing somebody a nice little $1 million prize, and that's the kind of it fits. You don't have to worry about people returning it. It goes with their house. It goes with their lifestyle. Who can't use $1 million?
They can buy their own basket of cheer, is what I'm thinking. There's always a basket of cheer involved in a raffle. See,
Right.
this one here, I mean, it sounds like $1 million, probably better than the 11 autographed balls and custom case displays from the Orioles from 2003. But nonetheless, but I did find a raffle ticket and I thought,
Good for you.
just, it plays into my props around here, as does this Raven scratch-off ticket,
Oh, yeah.
which. This game, and I always like saying Cincinnati because my wife and I watched WKRP 2 weeks ago because of the turkey drop, the Les Nessman, the whole deal,
Oh,
and
one of
Howard
the best.
Hessman
It's the
died.
best episode.
There's
Yes.
a part of Dr. Johnny Fever in me, and you're a Cleveland guy, but you can
Yep.
appreciate Cincinnati. But Earl Weaver, because of I guess because of his St. Louis accent or like whatever, always called it Cincinnati.
Yeah.
There is a trip coming up to Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Sam White's probably called Cleveland, some other things,
Well,
various points
yeah.
too, but this is the big trip. It's happening, and I'll tell you what, if we're going to talk about big stakes all the way around
Wow.
in the
Yeah.
division, what's going on this week with the Steelers? What's going on next week with the? I mean, what a great trip to have given away.
You know what? Early this season, you look at the schedule and you think, well, what's a good game? You don't want to do it too early in the season because you want people to get excited about it, and the applicants, the entrants build up. So you want to pick a game towards the latter part of the season, and then your question is it going to be a clunker of a game or not?
Then Burrow got hurt, right? But then they got
Burrow gets
Flacco,
hurt.
and right? You know what I mean? And
Right. So it had a lot of drama, and now based on Thanksgiving, this has got even more drama. Going into the jungle, and yeah, it should be a big game. We have three lucky contestants who are winners who will be headed on the team plane to Cincinnati, and they'll have a
that's
wonderful
exciting,
time.
right? Like they'll have their
It
purple
is. It's great
all
sport.
on. And it really is. I've been on the team plane once in my life after 9/11. I flew back from Denver. And they're very well fed. I mean, it's a short flight, but there's going to be plenty to eat. And then when they get there, it is, I mean, you literally ride the on the plane with the team. And like, yeah, I mean, that's not, that's exclusive, exclusive, exclusive. So no matter where you're flying, it's a great flight.
When we did this initially several years ago, we did it bigger then, like a lot of things. Over time, it kind of, maybe it's lost a little bit. But I think we had like 10, 12 winners and guests. So it was like a big crew. And we had a big deal. We brought them all into the studio here and at Montgomery Park and had like a little, get together before the game, got them all ramped up. These people came in
And what
full
not to
on.
do? You can't go in the
Oh, yeah.
back of the plane and
Oh,
bother
yeah.
Ray Lewis, right? 20 years ago, right? So, okay,
Right,
got it.
right. And these people came in like ready for game day. The makeup, the chains,
Love
the
it.
shaved heads, and those were the women. So,
Okay.
it
I
was
love it.
it was a rough crowd. And I'm thinking, "Oh man." And you're right, you got to give them the do's and don'ts. And the first thing was, don't go on the plane looking like that. So, yeah, it was interesting. It was fun. And I believe the Ravens won that game because it's a lot more fun when they win coming home than it is if it's not the case.
Can't
But yeah,
imagine my mother like lecturing me about
Oh.
how to act if I had won, like literally,
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. And
John
it
Martin
was.
is here. He's giving stuff away. It's Maryland Lottery. Hey, and it's December. There's all sorts of games. I haven't gotten my scented tickets yet. I got to do that. This has been such a lucky batch with the Ravens, and we're really beginning. We're doing six shows in 11 days. For the holiday. So I'm gonna need
How is
some
that
candy
possible?
canes
How
for
is that
sure.
possible?
It's because I'm the hardest working man in Baltimore media.
Oh,
That's
here we
all.
go.
Here we
Here we
go.
go.
That's all.
Yeah. All right.
AI believes that, but that's another story altogether.
Hey, you know what's fun is when you sit here and we're talking about holidays, and we're talking about Ravens, all these wonderful things, but yet at Maryland Lottery and Gaming, we continue to come up with new and innovative ideas. And one of the things that's new and innovative, this week, actually on Friday of this week, so depending on when people listen to this, it might even be today,
That's December 5th. We'll just date it
December
there.
5th.
Okay.
Thank you. We'll put it in
Powerball
a.
might be at 900 million by then, but keep going.
Wow,
Yes.
wouldn't that be
No,
nice?
that'd be
We'll
nice. Keep going.
knock on our heads on that one. But we launch on a typically on a monthly basis. Sometimes around the holidays, it gets a little fluid. But we are offering new scratch-off games on Friday, December 5th. And while it's not big in terms of price points, a $2 ticket, it is big in terms of fun. The Harlem Globetrotters
What?
are celebrating their
You should
100th.
I whistle the song? Let me get a little coffee here. I don't
Well, if you'd like, that'd be a nice little,
is
background.
that
Yeah,
good? I'm working on it. A little Sweet George record. Go ahead. All right, I
All
like
right.
it.
But the 100th anniversary of the Harlem Globetrotters, and they're on their 100th year tour, which will actually pay off here in Baltimore in March. But we are launching scratch-off ticket this Friday, December 5th, for $2. You may enter starting on December 5th, your non-winning scratch-off tickets into your My Lottery Rewards program and be eligible. Are you sitting down for this one?
Go ahead. I'm sitting
Yeah, you
down.
are.
I'm not
Okay.
standing up. I'm
All
sitting
right.
down.
All right.
Yes.
Be eligible to be one of the lucky people going to the actual game. I should have the date here somewhere, but I'm going to keep talking at March 15th. Here it is, March 15th, when they're in town to be actually in there with a premium experience, which includes Harlem Globetrotter game tickets, prepaid card, and Harlem Globetrotters gear. But wait, there's more. We'll have
Wait.
30 of those winners, but one, the 31st lucky winner, will have a VIP experience. They will actually sit on the bench during the Harlem Globetrotters
Will
game.
they get the confetti thrown on them? Because I need to know that.
Oh, I
That's the
hope
most
so.
important thing.
I hope so.
So, because I'm fast on my feet here, and you told me before we came on, you're like, I'm gonna drop something in this thing. You're not gonna be ready for it. And I'm like, is it another scented ticket? Is it snowflake cash? So I'm trying to like school up at mdlottery.com so I don't sound like a fool in these segments because I try to sound like I know what I'm talking
Well,
about.
one of us should.
And I had no idea that you were dropping this on me, but I'm going to drop this on you right now because this was the great Curly Neal
Oh, my goodness. There you go.
visiting my this is my studio, WNST, as you can tell there. Art Modell actually bought me that sign there, so it was a gift
Very
from
nice.
him. And this was during my spiky hair period, so I have a wedding ring on, so it had to probably been oh four, three, four, five, somewhere in there, three or four, two. So it's 22 years ago. The great Curly Neal came
Wow.
in, and like when they told me Curly Neal was coming in the studio that day, I'm like, I got to sit and talk to him about Meadowlark Lemon and about Geese
Yeah.
Ausby and Wide
Yep.
World of Sports. So
Yep.
there
Yep.
you go. There's your full-on Harlem Globetrotter treatment there for you.
Yep. Absolutely. And back in the day with Curly Neal and Meadowlark Lemon, I mean it we again, you go back to a moment in time, right? You remember watching that on television, or if you were lucky enough to go to see them in a live performance. It really was an entertainment phenomenon back in the day. Today, it's a different environment, but still entertaining, still a lot of fun, and a whole new audience, obviously. So a very nice family friendly event. And if you're of age and would like the chance to first of all win cash, $10,000 top prize on the
If you
$2
had
ticket.
any idea how much 4 and 5 and 6 year old little Nestor bothered my pop to take me to the Harlem Globetrotters because I wanted the confetti thrown on me, you would know how much I'm appreciating this segment. And I actually met Meadowlark Lemon one night at Martin's
Wow.
West. Lenny Moore did a whose birthday was 91, I believe, the other day. I mean, God, one of my all-time. One of the most wonderful Baltimore people there's ever been, Hall of Famer Lenny Moore. He had an event, and he was friends with Meadowlark, and Meadowlark came in. It was a benefit for his son for a fundraiser, and there's Meadowlark Lemon sitting in Baltimore. I mean, piece of my childhood. So this is a huge prize. So I'm excited about this, and I'm even more excited that you surprised me. It was like a little like Santa John Martin to me,
Yeah,
surprising
my
me with
gift
fun
for the
things.
holidays.
I
My
like
gift
that.
for you in the holidays.
Well, you
You
got
know what
other
else?
holiday things. Snowflake cash. You're giving some other. This is, we've moved out of Thanksgiving, and
Yep.
now you have snowflake cash going on,
Yep.
right?
Yep. Again, it's as the seasons change, and apparently they may change a little bit for real this weekend. I don't know. We'll see what happens on the weather front. But instant wins are always in the forecast here at the Maryland Lottery. So if you're a pick three, pick four, pick five player, now through the end of December, actually December 28th, if you play one of those games, pick three, pick four, pick five, you could, on a random basis, win a $2 or $5 instant win coupon, cash money, or a free $5 snowflake cash fast play ticket. And if you sniff it, it smells like snowflakes.
I prefer the candy canes. You have a real scented ticket this year. You're not pulling the wool under my. John Martin is here. He's with the Maryland Lottery. He's our executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. You'll be happy to know that I've been home immersed in this AI thing. My wife's been traveling with her family, going to Quebec and speaking Francais and doing all these things. And meanwhile, I'm here like laboring along. And as part of my Baltimore experience and getting out with the people. I went to dinner at Costas and I bellied up to the bar on Saturday afternoons, a lot of college football on. And I sat down and sitting next to me was a couple and they were keenoing away, man. They were just rocking
No.
their keno. They won too. I mean, they won $25 at one point. So I want to throw this to you because you get the sprinkler happening. And
Yes, we do.
I love the designs at MD Lottery because it's, you got Christmas bulbs everywhere, and there's everything but the juniper. It doesn't smell like juniper on the website. It smells like snowflakes, which I appreciate. But you got a big promotion going on as well with the keno. Maybe that's why these folks were so excited about it, because we weren't into December yet when that
Yeah,
happened.
they would have been early on it, but if they
Yeah.
are Keno players and they know that every year at this time for the holidays, we have our Keno doubler and tripler promotion, which is gives you a chance for an additional buck to get a or not a traditional buck rather you get a doubler or tripler on a random basis on your ticket, which means you play your normal Keno game, and if it says 2x or 3x, doubler or tripler on your ticket, you'll have the opportunity to potentially have your win, if you win, doubled or tripled.
Well, that
So
sounds like
again,
a pretty good deal. So, you
it is.
win.
If you go to
Yeah, I like that.
mdlottery.com, you'll get all the details there without me stumbling and bumbling through it. And yeah, we do that a couple times a year. We do it around the at other points, March for the basketball tournament. We like people to get excited about things like basketball. They're in places like Costas watching the games, and we give them an option there with our Keno doubler and tripler at that time, and we also do it during the holidays.
Considered a parlor game, I say it that way. Like, sort of, it's a fun
It's a social game.
social game. Okay, yeah, I'll make sure I give it that way. But Keno's one of those things I remember in the 90s. I mean, I always mention the great Buddy Rugo, whose name's over the door when you win and you come in down at Montgomery Park. I remember them introducing Keno here, and I was out at the barn 30 trying to explain to people that it was a cool Vegas game when it came here, and people love it. And again, I should point out, when I'm at Costas, I'm at the OTB. So I mean, there was a table watching the races. I'm sure. I mean, there's a lot of excitement when people win and screaming. And there's a, say, parlor at me. I don't know what that even means, but I know there's energy and there's atmosphere. So Keno kind of creates a little bit of that too. It did at the bar for me the other night at Costas. John Martin is here. It creates even more when you win two and three times as much because it's the holidays here. Did I leave anything out? We haven't talked enough winners maybe this time, right? Nobody's winning, right, at the Maryland Lottery, right? Maybe that's
We have
nobody won
winners
this
every
week.
day. And if you go to mdlottery.com and click on the winner stories, you'll see some. And anytime the jackpots rise, like Powerball is now, the prizes, the incidence of prize winning rises as well. So we had a lot of people win $50,000 in Powerball over the last several weeks as the jackpot continues to climb. And that means basically they get four of the five white balls and the Powerball. And they just missed by one teeny weeny little ball. To win the top tier jackpot. So $50,000 is a nice consolation prize, and we have a variety of winners. Matter of fact, the most recent one we had, I don't believe has come to claim yet. No, it was one on Monday of this week, a Powerball winner in Reisterstown. Those are always fun stories to have. People like additional winnings, especially in the month of December. And check out all the winner stories at mdlottery.com.
Now, see, I know, like, my wife, if she ever wins the big jackpot, gets $800 million this week, she will go anonymous, e-nonymous, whatever. But like, people come down, they take pictures, and I do like when they show their faces, and
Oh, yeah.
there's a young lady here, Angela Martinez Gomez, who won $50,000. She on the Jurassic Park. So she's not going to Hawaii, right? She had 50 grand. She can
No.
go to Hawaii on her own if she wants, right? But she won
No.
50 grand, and she's a Forestville grandmother. Don't ask me where Forestville is. You're gonna put me under. I know where Forest. I don't know where Forestville is, but I'm gonna look it up now. But
Is it
nonetheless.
missing? Wait a minute. Is it missing?
No, it's still there. It's right here in
Oh, okay.
Maryland.
You just don't know where it is. Okay.
But she's smiling, and I'm thinking,
Yes.
like, if I did get my picture taken because I won 50 grand, I would be like, like, so I see these happy people, and I'm, maybe she went to Hawaii. I mean, 50 grand, you could probably do a lot of good things for come for a lot. I went to Hawaii twice for a lot less than 50 grand. So I do like seeing smiling faces, but I understand why people want to be anonymous. And you have that right, right? In Maryland, you win. You
Absolutely,
can.
you have that
You can have
choice.
fun. I
Sure.
see people putting masks up and do it, especially when like a crew of work winners win. They
Oh
all
yeah.
come down, pile on. I
Yep,
mean, your
we have a
office is a
little
fun office. I talked about Costas being fun. Your place is fun too, right?
dressing room so people can try on feather boas and hats and masks and if they want to hide behind a check or a show where how much fun it is to win money and every
Angela
day
has
we have fun.
Tyrannosaurus Rex from Jurassic Park bearing down on her, and she's smiling, holding 50 grand. So that's a
Yeah.
good day at Montgomery Park. Maryland Lottery reminds everybody, do this responsibly. We have fun here. We talk about it. Play within your means. Set your limits. Slow your roll if you're that person and you're waiting for Thursday night football to get the Friday football to get to all the bowl games and all that stuff. There's plenty of opportunities out there, and know what you're wagering on, right? Did I do that well? I mean, that's my elevator speech for people, but
You
I.
did, but again, every holiday season, just this week, we announced a formal campaign, if you will. This year's campaign is Too Young to Bet. And you want to make sure again that you're 18 is the minimum age to purchase and play lottery tickets and receive them as gifts. So please gift responsibly and make sure that adults of age are your intended targets when you're gifting scratch-off tickets or raffle tickets for the holiday.
You know, my mad AI skills want to make my wife and her sister put them in little, because of the laws that they broke in New Hampshire back in the 1980s that speak to this, that annually I talk about my troublemaking sister-in-law and wife not following said code. Not them. They were young. They were too young to know. Their parents. So Dan and Jackie are on the hook around the holidays. I might make that
Man,
part of the holiday message for the family, like
you are going to be alone a lot longer if you keep this line up.
that's all right. More ham for me during the holidays. John Martin is here. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. I will have Raven scratch-offs to give away as we do. Not one, not three, not five, but six. Maybe seven if somebody else calls me back because I'm trying to get up to Green Mountain Station, but that might not happen until we get into January. So, fighting through the weather this week, fighting through Pittsburgh this week and Cincinnati next week, and hoping that the winners from the Maryland Lottery have a great time in Cincinnati. I hope that the team has a good time in Cincinnati next week as well. Luke's out in Owings Mills getting it all together. Baseball winter meetings are going on at this point, so we've got Mr. Rubenstein's cash that we're throwing around as well as John Martin's cash as well. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and I love when I get to talk about a raffle on the show. Stay with us. It's Baltimore Positive.